You're holding Mishnayis Misechta Oilis. Mishnalef. Shinayim Temeye Bemeis. You could have two people that has a Tomei Meis on him. Now Echo Tomei Tuma Shiva. One of them is Tomei for 7 days, and then needs Hazor Beshlishu Beshvi. V'yecha Tomei Tuma Seref. And the other one only has a tumis for that one day. At night time, he could become Torah ready. And the Mishnah will soon explain the case where the Shnayim of Tamei Meis. Now the Mishnah says, Shleisha is a case of three things. Tamei Meis can become Tamei from a Meis. And again, Shnayim Tamei Tuma Shiva. Two of them have a Tuma for 7 days. The Yechod, one of them, Tamei Tuma Seref, is only Tamei for 1 day. Our board, there could be another case of four things. Tamei Meis, four things that come Tamei from a mace, and I'll tell you the same thing, that Shleisha Tumeim Tuma Shiva, three of them could have a Tuma for 7 days, the Yechot Tumeim Tuma Serif, and one of them only has a Tuma for 1 day until that evening. Ketzat Shnayim, where's the first case? You have two. One is a Tuma Shiva, one is a Tuma Arif. Odom Hanagir B'meis. Normal case is if a man that touches the mace, so Tumeim Tuma Shiva, he becomes a Nafa Tuma, and he's Tuma for 7 days, and needs Azores on Yom Shlish and Yom Shvi. Now the Yodam Hanagei boy, let's say a second man now touches the first man that touched the mace, and that first man is a Nafa Tuma. Now the second man only becomes a Rishon Tuma, and therefore the Yodam Hanagei boy Tomei Tuma Seref, he's only Tomei for that 1 day. He can go to the mikvah, and at night time he's Tomei. Now Mishnah Beis, Ketzat Shleisha, where's the case with three things? Like this, Kelim Hanagei B'meis. Let's say you have Kalim that are touching the mace, and then V'Kalim is also Tumeim Tuma Shiva. There's a Kli, let's say Kli Matkas, a metal Kli, if it touches the mace, it becomes Navi HaVoysatum. It becomes the same thing as the mace itself. And now when a second Kli touches the first Kli, it becomes a Navatuma. So these two Kalim now are Tumei for 7 days. Tumeim Tuma Shiva. Now Hashlishi, the third thing now that touches the second Kli, Bein Odom Bein Kalim, whether the third thing is a person or whether it's another Kli, Tomei Tumas Arif, he only becomes Tomei for that 1 day, because the second Kli is only a Navatuma. When a Navatuma touches another Kli, it makes it into a Rishon, or makes an Odom into a Rishon, and therefore they're only Tomei Tumas Arif. Now, Mishnah Gimel, Ketzad Abur, how do you have the case by four halachas? So Kalim Hanagain B'meis. You have a Kli Matkes, a metal Kli that touches the mace. So the Kli now becomes like the mace itself. It's an Avi Avoy Satoma. Now the Odom V'Kalim. Now a man touches that Kli. So the man now becomes a Navatuma. And now V'Kalim B'Yodom. Another Kli Matkes touches that man. So that's the loch of a Kli Matkes. That's the same loch like a Tumah itself. So that Kli also becomes like a Navatuma. So all these three cases are Tameyim Tuma Shiva. They are Tumah for 7 days. Now Haravi, the fourth, Bein Odom, Bein Kalim, Tumah Tuma Seref, they only become a Tuma Seref. So right? Now, Omer Rabbi Kiva says that Yesh Li Chamishi, you have another case, that the first four of them will have a Tuma Shiva, and the fifth one will only have a Tuma Seref. What's the case? Hashpud, we have the spit that you roast on, Hatochel b'yoyel, that was passed through the yoyel. You stuck the spear like through a tent. So it's like this. And there's a mace inside the tent. So it's like this. Ha'oyel v'hashpud, the oil, the tent itself, that's like a v'avoy satuma. Kol zaman, the mace is inside the oil itself has a loch like the mace. Now v'hashpud also, this metal thing, it also has loch like the mace itself. Since it's inside the oil, it's considered like it's touching the mace, it also becomes a v'avoy satuma. Now v'odam hanageya b'shvud, if a man touches a shvud, he becomes a navatuma. Now v'kelim b'yodam, when a klimatcha touches the yodam, they also become a navatuma. So these four cases are all t'meyim and tuma shiva. They all have tummy for 7 days. Hachamishi, the fifth one now, means bein odam bein kelim, whether an odam or the kelim touch these kelim now, which is only a rishon tuma, which is avatuma, tummy tuma serev, they only become a tuma serev. So that's where we keep this case that you have five. Omrula, the Chum say back, ain oil mischashev, you can't include the oil. That's a different type of a tumor. We're talking about odin v'kelim, we're not talking about an oil attempt. The Forshim say the Pshat is because the oil is not what's been mitame the shvud. The oil has a loch like a tummy mace. It's the mace itself that's being mitame the shvud. So therefore, we do not include the oil that does not add anything into the tumah. Now, Mishnah Dalet. Odom the kelim mitame the mace. And Odom the kelim, they're both mekamel tumah from a mace. But there's a difference. Choyme bi odom iba kelim. There's a certain chumra upon a man over a keli. And uva kelim mi biyodim, there's a certain chumra over kelim when a kli matkes touches a mace than when a man touches a mace. Sheha kelim shloisha viyodim shnayim. A keli is three, and an odim is only shnayim. I mean to say, that we say a kelim shloisha means, efsa shistama shloisha kelim zemizeh, you could have three kelim that won't become tamer from the other one. You could have three kelim. How do you have this? Going to the kli shenog of a mace. So the kli itself becomes like an avi avos atumah. The miyachakach noga kli sheni bekli rishon. A second kli touches the first one. O kli shishi noga bekli sheni. So the pshat is like this: that the first kli became avi avos atumah. So like the mace itself, the second kli became an av atumah, and the shlishi now becomes a rishon atumah. So that's the case of a kelim. Could have three kelim becoming tameh from the mace, but v'yodam bishnayim. I mean, an Odom can't become Tomei from an Odom. Only two alone. That means the person that touches the mace, he becomes an Avat Tomei. And now when another man touches him, he becomes a Rishon Tomei. As by a man, we don't have it that the man that touches the mace becomes Avi Avos HaTomei. That's only a Chumra by Kelim HaKli Matkes. So Kelim have this Chumra over an Odom, that the first Kli that touches the mace, it becomes like the mace in Avi Avos HaTomei. Now, Choyme Biyodim is a special Chumra by a man. She calls the man shu biyemtza hein arba. V'sheinu biyemtza hein shleisha. Means when you have an odom in between a kli and a kli, there's a special chumra. Like lemoshel, let's say first the kli touches the mace. So the kli becomes an avi avos hatumah. Now let's say an odom touches the kli, the yodom becomes an av hatumah. Let's say now another kli matkas touches the yodom. So since it's the kli touching an odom, the kli becomes like the odom, the kli also becomes an av hatumah. Therefore, hein arba, meaning that kli now makes another kli tamei. But v'sheinu b'emtza, the man on odom is not in the middle, just the kli mea kli, then it only goes down to three. Meaning to say, if the first kli touches the mace, that becomes an avi avos hatumah. When a second kli touches the first kli, it becomes an av hatumah. And when the third kli touches the second kli, it becomes a rishon atum and it stops there. But this halacha that a kli has a loch like the mace itself, that's only if it touches a mace, an odom, or the mace, or else if it touches an odom. But if the kli touches another kli, then we do not have the halacha that the kli takes over the same tum as the first kli, but rather goes down one madrega. Mishnah Hay. Odom ubegodim mitamim bezav. A man or of his clothing is mekabel tumah min azav, which is a nav hatumah. Now, choyme biyodim of a begodim is a special chum upon the person himself that's a zav, or the begodim that either he sits on, the begodim has a tumah zav. Ube begodim im odom, there's a certain chum over his begodim over the person himself. Sheodom hanageya bezav mitame begodim. So again, the Mishnah is talking about the chum now. If you have a zav, whether a man touches the zav or whether the begodim touches zav, the chumr is one over the other. So we're holding now again that the chumr of an odom is she'odom hanageh b'zav, of a man, if he touches a zav, mitam of a begodim. Not only does the man himself become tamei, but even the begodim he's wearing at the time when he's touching also becomes tamei. But v'yein begodim hanageh b'zav mitamim begodim. Meaning if a kli, if a beged, touches the zav, even Meshat is touching the zav, he only becomes a Rishon HaTumah. The zav is the Yav HaTumah, and the beggar is like a Rishon HaTumah. So therefore, if a second beggar touches the first beggar, it doesn't become Tomei. It's like only a Sheni, there's no Din Sheni by Keli. Keli is only Mekabel Tumah from an Av HaTumah. That's the Chumah of an Odom over a Begodim when it's touching the zav. Now, Chaymer is also a Chumrah by Begodim. There's a Chumrah of a Begodim over an Odom. A beged that's carrying the zav, like let's say the sheet or the mattress, that's called the mishkav hazav. So it becomes mamish like an av hatumah. And therefore now if an Odom touches the sheet or the mattress of a Zav, the Yodom becomes Tamei. But V'yein Odom ha-noisei es ha-Zav mitame Yodom. But a man that's carrying a Zav, he does not become an Avatoma. He's only a Rishon Tumah. And therefore if he touches another man, he is not mitame the second man. That's the Chumrah of the Godim, that the Godim, the Mishkav of a Zav, it has a lach like an Avatoma. But a man that's carrying the Zav, he's only a Rishon Tumah. Mishnah Vov. Odom einu mitama achetetze nashay. Like when is a mace have a loch of tumas mace? Only when he's dead, when his nefesh leaves him. V'yafilu meguyot, even if the person is like cut up into pieces, and you know for sure he's going to die. But as long as he has his neshama, he has no tumas mace. V'yafilu goises, the person is very, very sick, he's about to die any second now. Still, he's called a chai, and therefore zoikek liyibum, he could cause yibum. If his kol zman, his nefesh did not go out, his yavimto is asur lenosish, he can't get married, he's still called the brothers alive. Upoiter minayim, the opposite. Let's say your husband dies, and there's a brother, but the first one, you had a son, even though that son at that time was a geistus or a magurit, he's called that he's a chai, and therefore he's potter minayim, there's no mitzvah yibum. Even though he dies later, but about the shas, when the husband died, there was a son there, he was alive, that pat is minayibum. Now, Michael Betruma, he could let you eat Betruma, meaning to say, if Ashes, the husband's a Kayin, so he could let his wife eat, calls him on he's alive, even though he's a Maguyad. Or Paiso Betruma, like let's say, a Bas Kayin got married to Yisrael, so she can't eat Truma. Even if the husband dies, if she has a Zerah, if she has a son, still she can't eat. So even though this son is a Maguyid or a Goyseis, still he passes so from eating Truma. V'chein Behema V'chaya, the same thing by Behema V'chaya, they have no Tumas Nevelo, Einim Mitamin, Achetetze Nafsham, until the Nefesh leaves them. They have any Chiyas to them, they have no Tumas Nevelo. Hutsu Roshen, let's see, it chopped off the heads. Afal Pi Shemefachsin, even though they're moving around, to Mayim, that's called like a mace, even though it shakes around, that means nothing. Because it's considered kugoyin zonav shalutor shimafachechas. It's like the tail of this the zonav that when you cut it off, it's mamish called a mace, even though it moves around. So you see, something can move around even though it's a mace, a complete mace. It's not called a simin chayim. So also, if you chopped off the head, not just time you cut the two simonim, you chopped off the head, that's like a simin, that's like a mace. Now Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Zayin. Ho'evorim, a complete limb, is ein lem shir. It doesn't make enough community how small it is. Still it has tumah, whether it's an aver from a mace or from a nevela from a sheretz. There's no shir as long as it's a complete limb. Now a limb and aver means there's some bosta there, there's some gidim, some veins, and some bone there. That's called an aver. Now filu pochus mikizayas min a mace. Even though on this aver min a mace there's less than a pochus of bosar, still it has tumah of a aver. Or pochus mikizayas min nevela. Same thing in those pochus of a kizayas of meat from the nevela. As long as it has a shem aver on it, it's tamei. Or pochus mikadosh min asheret. Even though it's less than a lentil, size of a lentil of the basa from a sheret, still mitamim tumas and has that tumah. There's a special tumah of an aver min a mace, and that has no shir no matter how small it is. It has tumah of a mace. Now the Mishnah Ches mosayim v'yaboyim u'shmoyne avorim b'yodim. A person has 248 limbs in the person. Shaloishim b'pisas regel. He has 30 just in the foot. Like on the bottom of the foot. That means shisha b'chol etzpa. Every toe has 6 evorim. Now, so that's, and 5 times 6 is 30. That's how you have 30 b'pisas regel. Na'asoro b'karsel. You have 10 in the ankle. Shnayim b'shoik. You have 2 in the lower leg. The sheikh is the lower leg. From this Mishnah, mashma that. Chamisha biyakuba. You have 5 in the knee. Echad biyorech. 1 in the thigh. Shloisha bekatlis. 3 in the hip. And achas asarot tzalois. Person has 11 ribs. Shloisha mepisa sayod. Now he has 30 in the hand. Again, shisha becholetz. Every finger has 6. So 6 times 5. Is a 30. Now, Shnayim b'kono, you have 2 in the kono That's the forearm. Ushnayim b'marfik, and two in the elbow. Echod b'zroya, one in the upper arm. V'yabo b'kesef, and four in the shoulder. So it comes out, meya v'yechod mizeh, you have 101 on one side, and the same thing on the other side. Umeya v'yechod mizeh, 101 on the other side. Now, shmoyne esrei chulyos b'shedra, you have 18 of vertebrate in the spinal column. So now, tisha b'rosh, you also have 9 in the head. Shmoyne b'tzavar, you have 8 on the neck. Shisha b'mafteach shel halev, you have 6, like in the just like in the bones of the breast of the chest, you have 6 avorim there, like 6 bones there. Again, each avor like has a bone and has a gid, a vein, and has a little bit of a drop of meat inside it. So again, there's 6 in mafteach shel halev, v'chamisha b'nekavav, and he has 5 in his openings, where the reya comes out. Now, kol echod v'yechod metame, every one of these evorim is metame v'maga, whether you just touch it, or v'masa, if he carried it, oil, it has a tumas oil also. Now, emosai, when do we have this? Bizman shiesh aleim bosakuro. If there's enough meat on the evor, that it would be alive in the person, it could live with that much amount of meat, even though it's missing part of it, but it would have been able to grow back again and have the amount that it needs, then it has a tumas Aver on it. Avalemein aleim bosa kirov, if there's not enough meat on the aver that it can't live the way it is, then mitamah b'magavah masa, it has tumas magavah masa, but v'yei mitamah v'yeil, it has no tumas oil. Because in order to have a tumas oil, it has to have a shem sholem, either an odom ha-sholem, or else an aver ha-sholem. Mashenkin for maga, that doesn't have to be sholem. For maga, it's enough to have this aver, even though it's missing the bosa. Still, it have a tumas maga, Umasa. Here, Perek Beis. Elu mitamim b'yoyil. These are the tumas of a mace that even mitamim b'yoyil, and for sure it's mitam also b'magav masa. So that's a mace. If you have a whole mace, even if it means like a nafel that's very small, it was not in this kashrei vora, but less than a kizayis min a mace. But if it's a whole mace, it has tumas oil. Then u kizayis min a mace. We just have a kizayis of a mace hagodol. A kizayis of the meat of it is metama b'yoyil. U kizayis netzel. Kizayis netzel, that's like the liquid that comes out of a mace and it gels up a little bit. So if you have a kizayis of that, it's also metama b'yoyil. U mole tarvad rekiv. If you have a spoonful, which is made up from 2 handfuls of rekiv, which is like the dirt, the disintegrated mace, after the mace starts to rot away, it's offer, the offer of the mace itself. So if you have a mole tarvot of rekiv, it's also matama b'yoyil. Ha-shidra, if you have the backbone, the spine, or the hagugelis, if you have the skull. So even though these bones have no meat with it, but these bones themselves also have a tumas oil. Now, eva min ha-mace, if whole eva came out, the whole limb came off from a mace, or even the eva min ha-chai, even an eva that came off a person when he was alive. She-yeshele in bosa karo, it has enough meat on it that it could live. If it would have been inside the person, it could still live. It has enough meat to live with. So that has a shame aver. So it also has a tumas, even b'yoyil. Now, roiva atzamas. If you have a quarter of a kav of bones. Now, me roiv ha-binyin, or me roiv ha-minyin. Which is made up, this roiva kav comes from part of the bones, either the roiva of the binyin, the height of the mace, or else of the roiva of the amount of bones. So you don't have the robe of the height or robe of the minion. You only have a roiva hakav, means a revius of a kav of bones. That's also a tumas oil. Now another chiddush is for roiv binyon of roiv minyon of shemes. If you have the roiv of the binyon, means even though you only have one or two bones, but these are the long bones of the mace that makes up most of the height of the mace. Or else you have roiv minyon of a lot of small bones that make up the majority of the minion of the mace. That's also matama b'yoyil. Afopi, shame, bem, roiv, even though there's no roiv akav in this amount of bones. Now, tameim. Now, kamuhu roiv minyonoi, what's called roiv of the minyan, the amount of bones of a mace? Meya v'yesa mechamisha. 125, there are 248, so 125, that's called roiv minyan of the aksamis. Now, Mishnah Beis. Revi is dam, if you have revius of a dam or revius a lug of a dam in a mace that came out after the mace was mace, that's also as tumas oil. Or revius dam tvusa mi mace echot, or revius of a dam tvusa. Dam tvusa, that means dam ha mace, she mixed up with dam ha chai, that means some of the dam came out when it was alive. She yotza mixas the revius came out when the person was still alive. And part of it came out after Misa. So, midirabonin, it's still Tomei. Midiraisavad, it's only Tomei, the dam that came out after the person was mace. But a koponim, midirabonin, though, there's a tumor of dam tfusa. But our Mishnah says, mimei sechot, only if it came out from one mace. Rabbi Akiva says, no, mishnei mesim. Even if it comes out from two mesim, a revius adam, it's chatzi revius from this mace, chatzi revius from that mace, also it's Tomei. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin is Mazah, the Machlokes is Hayadash in the Pasuk, for Yaakov Nafshois Meis Lo Yovei. Does Nafshois mean Loshen Rabbim, maybe Loshen Yochim? That's missing, the missing of Vov. So Yaakov Bonner, the Kibbe Shitter is, even though the Revi'ah Dam comes from Shnei Meisim, who are Dinis Tomei. Same thing will be Dam Tusim Shnei Meisim, the Rabban will be Tomei. Dam Koton Sheyotza Kulei. If you have the Meis of a Koton, and all the Dam came out of it, even though it's not a revius, it'll also be tummy. That's the Bekiva Shita, the Bekiva Oyma Kolshu, no matter how much dam comes out, even a small amount, since that's all the dam of the mace, it'll be tummy. The Chomer and the Chomer say no, revius. Even though it's a small mace and all the dam came out, if you don't have a revius of a dam, a revius, a lug of dam, it's not tummy. Now, Kezayis Rimo, Ben Chaya, Ben Mesa. Yeah, Kezayis Rimo. Let's say you have the bosser of a mace that has worms in it. The worms are eating up the mace. So now, bein chayi bein mesa, whether the worms are alive, whether the worms are dead, and they're inside the bosser mace. So Rabbi Leza metam of kibsora. Blezos, yes, the worms are like bottle to the mace, and it's considered to be made up part of the kezayis of the mace. So the kezayis of the mace with these worms will be tome kibsora. The chachomim metam. Chachomim say no, it's tor. It doesn't have a din rekev, since it's not a bosor, it's only their worms, that's not a tomei chom metarim. Now, eifes rufim, what's going to be if you burnt up the mace, and you have the ashes of the mace, that's called eifes rufim, and nothing else is mixed up with it. So Rabbi Lezer says, shiura b'roiva, if you have a roiva of a kav, it has tumma. And same aloha like the atzomas, a roiva of kav of this, of ashes of the mace, is tomei. Has tumas oil on it. The chachomim mitam. The chachomim say no. It's tor legarmen. The chachomim hold that since it was burned up, it's nas eifer, and it's bottle tumas. So the tumah goes away. And the loch attack is like the chachomim that the ashes of a mace have no tumah. Now mole tarved vioid afakvars. Let's say you have this spoonful of two handfuls of the mace, means the disintegration, the bosor. When it starts to rot away, you have this dust of the mace. And the oid afa kvoris, a little bit more, because also is mixed into it the dirt of the kvoris, of the kever. So the first thing say, what it means to say is, really you have a mole tarvud, you have this spoonful of the rekiv, of the mace itself, the body that started to rot away. But the oid afa kvoris, a little bit more mixed into it, the afa kvoris. So the Shiloh, some say, means to say that the lechus of the mace that came out got mixed up with it. Or else some say, even though like it was buried without clothing on in a solid thing, but it could be some of the cement fell into it. So there's a drop more that got mixed in with the mole tarvid. Therefore, if you have a little bit more than just the mole tarvid, so tomei. However, Rabbi Shimon Mitar, Rabbi Shimon holds no, because that's his aloch. Anytime you have the rekiv of a mace, if something else gets mixed up with it, let's say it was buried with clothing, so the clothing gets mixed up with it, it's not ketor according to Rabbi Shimon. What's going to be mole tarvid rekiv shegolve b'mayim? Let's say you have this spoonful of the disintegrated mace, but you mixed it up with water, there's water mixed up with it. So locher is ein chibla tuma, it's not called the good chibla tuma, and therefore it's not tami b'maga. If somebody touches part of it, it's not called he touched one goof. Only like pieces. And therefore the locher is, it's ain't the chubal tumma, he would not be mekabel tumas maga. Ain't the chnami, tumas oil and tumas masa, that it would have. So up until now we're talking about Tumas, even Tumas oil. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Gimel, Elu Metamim B'Mago V'Masa, these things only have Tumah if you touch them or you carry them, but the Einu Metamim B'Yod, they have no Tumas oil on them. So it's like this. First of all, Etzem Kisar, if you have a bone of a mace, that's at least the size of a barley, so it has Tumas Mago Masa. The Yeretz Mashen came for Tumas oil, it has to have a Shem Mace, either Kizayis Bosor, Rosh Hashem Mace, but just an Etzem has no Tumas oil. Now, the Eretz Amim, if you take out the ground, the dirt from Chutz Loretz and bring it into Eretz Yisrael, it has Tumah Magav Amasa Midrabonim, because we're afraid maybe there was a mace in the ground buried there. So, therefore, it has Tumah Magav Amasa. Obey Sapras, that's a field that you had a kever or somebody buried there, and you plowed over it. So, Midrabonim, now we're afraid maybe there's some bones on the ground, maybe you touched them, so therefore there'd be Tumas Mago Masa, but it would not be Tumas oil. Eva mina mace, the Eva mina chai, shein aleihem basar karov. Let's say you have a limb that came off a mace, or a limb that came off a live person, but there's not enough meat, it's missing from its meat, it would be in the chai, would not be able to function, it's missing part of its meat. Doesn't have basar karov, it's not called a real limb, therefore it has no tumas oil, but mago mago yes. Ha shidro ba'gogela shechosu. You have the backbone or the skull, if it's missing a little bit, so then it has no tumas oil, but tumas maga it has in maga. Now, kamahu chesorim b'shedra, how much of the backbone, the spine, be missing to say it has no tumas oil? That's a machlekes. Be'shama, Yom Be'shama, he says, shtei chulyas, two vertebrates. If you're missing two vertebrates, that takes off the tumas oil. Oh, be'tzilay mesilu says, don't know, afilu chulyachas, even if it's missing one vertebrate, that also takes off the tumas oil. What about the skull? Beishami Mishami says, Kimole Makadeach. If it's missing the Shiva Makadeach, that's like when you drill a hole through that nekev with a drill, if it's missing that much, that takes over to Masayil. Ubeisilla Mesil says, no, a big shear of Kadeshi Noto Minachai Vyomis. There has to be enough of the shear that in the skull, if you take it off from a live person, he would die because of that. That's how big the hole has to be. Now, Beyeza Makadeach Amru. What type of a drill are we talking about? Like different size drills. What does it mean, the hole of a drill? So, Ba'kotan Sharefim Divri B'meya means the small one that the doctor uses, small needle like that the doctor uses, that shear is enough to make a chaser, according to Beis Shammai, that it won't have too much oil. The Chomer say no, Begodo Shalishcha means a bigger type of a drill that they make holes there in the Lishcha. So Kitzu is like a bigger drill that they used to keep in the Lishcha in the room of the Beis Mikdash. Mishnah Dalet. Ha goylel v'ha doifek mitamim b'mago v'oyol v'yein mitamim b'masa. The loch of a goylel v'ha doifek, the Tumachloikis Rashi and Tois exactly what it is. Rashi Shita is the goylel. That's the side of the coffin. Where they bury your mace in the soil, you put the mace in the ground. Then on the sides, you put two boards on the side. And then via doifik, that's the covering you put on top. So somebody touches the sides or the top of the mace, the coffin. See, metama benaga the oil. If you touch it, it's in the same oil. But v'yeni metama masa, it has no tumas masa. And the pshat is v'dash in the post that says in Bamidbar v'chola sheyiga pnei hasode. Anything you touch on top of the field says when rabbis the girl of the doifik. So we say it has a tumas maga. It's just a sheyiga. And Tumas oil also says al pnei, mashmet is on top of the yavir. But since it says loshen of kol hasheyiga, that mashmet does not have a Tumas masa. However, Reb Yelezer says no, mitame b'masa. It even has a Tumas masa also. The word hasheyiga does not only mean Tumas maga, it also means Tumas masa. So, Reb Yelezer says it even has a Tumas masa. Reb Yeshua says, im yesh tachteyim afak vorois, mitamim b'masa. If there's the dirt from the mace underneath this girdle of a doifik, then it does have a tumas masa. If not, ain't mitamim b'masa, then it does not have a tumas masa. Because he learns pshat that if you move the girdle of a doifik, you're also going to be moving the dirt underneath it. And the dirt underneath it has this offer that's mixed up with the wreck of hamace, so therefore have a tumas masa. So by moving it, even though you're not touching it directly, that will be the tumas masa. But the imlav, if you don't have the offer of the kfur underneath it, says not matama b'masa. By itself, is not matama b'masa. And that's the locha like Rabbi Yeshua. Now the Mishnah says, Eizeyu ha-doifik. What's called the doifik? Es ha-goylel nishin alov. It has to be that the goylel is holding it up. Means the goylel, according to Rashi, at the top board, is held up by the doifik, by the sides boards. According to Rabbeinu Tam's pshat, it means on top the matzeva, that you have a long matzeva, and to both sides of it, there are stones underneath holding it up. So the goylel of the kitzes was holding up the doifik, I mean, it was holding up the goylel. But the sides that are not really holding up the goylel, just the sides of the sides, that's Torah, that does not have a tumor of a doifik. Mishnehei. Elu, these are the things, shim chosru term. If they're missing part of the shear, it's Torah, it has no tumor at all. Kizayis minanais. It's only come if you touch or you carry a kizayis minanais. But if you're missing part of the kizayis minanais, it's Torah. Or kizayis netzel. The liquid that comes out from the mace also, if you have less than a kezias, it's tor. Or mole tarvid rekiv, if you're missing a little bit from the spoonful of the dust of the mace, it's also tor. Revi is dam, if you're missing adri is dam, also it's tor. The etzim kesar, if you have a bone less than the size of a bali, it's also tor. The evi minachai, shechosar atzmai. If you pull off a limb off the chai, but it's missing part of its bone, if it's missing part of its bone, also it's tor. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Yeah, Mishnah Vav. Ha Shidro Vagogurlis. The Shidro, that's the spine, the backbone, Vagogurlis on the skull. Mishnah Mason. Let's say it comes from two Mason. Means you have a Chatzi Shedra from one, and a Chatzi Shedra from another Mason. It comes from two Mason. Or else Revius Da Mishnah Mason. You have Revius of blood, but it comes from two different Mason. Or else, for roiva at Samas Mishnah Mesim, you have roiva of a calf of bones that come from two Mesim. Or else, the Eva min Hames, Mishnah Mesim, you have an Eva min Hames, a complete limb that comes from two different Mesim. Or else, the Eva min Achai, a limb that came off the Chai, Mishnah Anoshim, from two different people. So, Locher is Rabbi Akiva Metame. In all these cases, Rabbi Akiva holds yes, it's Tomei. But the Chachomim Metame, the Chachomim say no, it's Tomei. At least it's Tomei Metumas Oil. But Tumas Magav Amasa, they also might be tamei mishum etzem kisera, as long as they have the din of an etzem kisera. Chutz from the malach of revias dam, they're the whole Torah legamri. Like we said before, the machlekes says hadidashin the psukim, and the loch of adam is like the chachamim that you'll be torah. It has to be from one mace, not from two mason. Mishnah Zayin, etzem kisera shenechlek lishnayim. You have a bone of a mace that was the size of a barley, but a broken half. And each one doesn't have a shear now. So Rabbi Kiva Matam, Kiva still says that to Mr. Masa. But not by Maga. By Maga not, because you can't touch each one, doesn't have a shear Maga. Rabbi Yechon and Ben-Nuri Mitar, he also knows it's Torah even from Masli. It's not the Chlal Tuma, since it doesn't have the shear of an Etzem Kisera. Omer Rabbi Yechon and Ben-Nuri, Rabbi Yechon and Ben-Nuri says, Lo Yomer Atzomis Kisera, doesn't say bone, the size of a barley means make up a few bones. El etzem kisera means you have to have one bone. The bone itself has to be the size of the barley. If the bone breaks in half, it doesn't have, it's not the size of the barley, it'd be tor. Roiva atzomoi shenidaktiku. Let's say you have a roiva of the cup of bones shenidaktiku that was crushed down. It was crushed down into powder, v'yein into small pieces. V'yein mecholecha v'yechad etzem kisera. Neither of them have the size of an etzem kisera. So Rabbi Shimon mitar. Rabbi Shimon said, therefore it's tor. Since each bone is less than the size of a seira, it has no tumah. The chachomim mitam the chomim zodah say it's tamei. And according to chomim, it has tumah means all three tumis maga, masa, and oil. As they hold, since lamaisa there's a roiva of a kav of atzamais, therefore it's tamei. Now the mishnah ends off. Eva min achai shenechlok lishnayim in eva min achai that were divided into two parts. So tor becomes tor since each part by itself doesn't have a shear, it's tor. Reb Yosef mitami, Reb Yosef no tami b'masav yoyel, but not with magas, because you can't touch it. Each part, what you're touching, each one doesn't have a shear. But Umayda, he agrees. Reb Yosef agrees. Shenito chatzoyim shul tor. Let's say when you pulled off the chai, there's an avim and a chai. You did not pull off a complete limb and then it broke, but you pulled off only piece by piece. Then he agrees you tor. He only said you tami if you picked off, you pulled off an avim and a chai came off. And it said, how did it tumor on it? Now when it divides up, it still has this tumor on it. But if you pulled off piece by piece, even if Yosi agrees, that you be tohor. Yeah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnalef. Kol ha-metamim b'yoyil, all the things learned before in the last Perek, today has a tumor, whether it's the meis, or kezayis min ha-meis, or rev ha-kav, yetzomais. So, shenech luku, let's say we divide it up in half. The shirim, let's say, had a kezayis of a meis, so nech luku, you have two, half a kezayisim. Now, v'echnis n'otech ha-bayis, and you bring both pieces inside the house. So, Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkinus mitar, b'yaz m'yukin says it's Torah. It has no tumas nega. Because two chatsoyim are not mitzarif to make up a shear l'tumas oil. The chachom mitam the chom say no. Everything inside the house is tamei because it's an oil, and we do say it's mitzarif for two chatsi shears are mitzarif to make a shear for tumas oil. Ketzad. Now the Mishnah goes to explain this machlokes Reb Doisa ben Hurkinus and chachomim that it's not only machlokes nuchas tumas oil but even a tumas magar also. And it could be like this ketzad. Nogeya b'kishnei chatzoi zeisim in a novela. You have a behemah in a novela, and you have two half a zeisim worth of the meat. Oy noishon, or else you carry them, even though you're not touching them. Uva meis, who didn't let's say a meis itself, ubosa shel meis, that a kezayis of a meis we know is matama b'yoyil. So what's going to be now? Hanogeya b'kachatzi zeis. Let's say you only touch, you're touching only a chatzi kezayis. And then you're over on the same oil as another chatzi kezayis is. So shalom, these two things mitzarif for not. Is it called like you're touching now two chatzoi zeisim of a mace? Is it mitzarif now to be mitamayu? So we told him the same machlekes for b'sun siri of deisim and hukrinis and the chachomim. Now umayel like a chatzi kezayis means that your hand is like the oil on top of a chatzi kezayis. Or else oy nogei b'kachatzi kezayis again, where one of your hands is touching a kechatzi zayis of a meis, a kechatzi zayis mayil olav, and then there's an oil over you that's also over the kechatzi zayis, or else the kechatzi zayis is on top of you. So again, are we mistarif these two things or not to make it like you're touching a kezayis min a meis? What's going to be mayil al shnei chatzoi zayisim? You're going on top of two chatzoi zayisim, or else mayil al kechatzi zayis? Okay, chatzi zayis mayel olav. You're on top of the chatzi kezayis, and the chatzi kezayis on top of you. And all these halachas of oil is all considered like in a gay, like you're touching it. Because an oil is a pshat is if the tum is all over, filled up in the house. So it's like you're touching the mace. So the kid says considered like you're touching two chatzoi zayisim. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkinus mitar. Again, he holds yinam mitar for two chatzoi zayisim. Two chatzoi in the veilish yinam mitar after two. And even though you touch both of them, you tor. The chachomim mitam. The chachomim say no. You mitzarif the two. When you touch two chatzoi zeisim of a nevela, two chatzoi zeisim of a meis, or one touching and one oil, it's all mitzarif to mitamiyu. So that's a chom shita that you mitzarif it. Therefore, if you touch two chatzoi zeisim, or you're carrying, you have a masa of two chatzoi zeisim, or else oil of two chatzoi zeisim, it's all mitzarif. And chiddush is even. Of magach, you're touching chatzi kezayis, and your oil over chatzi kezayis is also mitzarif, because an oil is also considered like you're being magach, like you're negay, you're touching the mace. Avo, but what's going to be like this? Ha negay of the chatzi kezayis, you are touching the chatzi kezayis. And vidover acha mayil olov via chatzi kezayis. Now you have, let's say, a board or an oil on top of you, and on one side of the board is the chatzi kezayis of a mace, and you're under the other side. So before in the Mishnah we had either that you're on top of the mace or the mace is on top of you. That's called your mile or your oil. Here it's a dovracha, like there's just an oil which is above you and the mace. So here this is not considered like you're really touching the mace. Here it's only tumas oil. Therefore the two are namistarif. Wrote the opposite way. Let's say oy mile like a chatzi zayis. You have your hand on top of a chatzi zayis mace. So that's considered like you're touching the mace. But the dovracha, something else like a beam, Mayel olav yakachatzi zayis is an oil over you and the chatzi kezayis. Then tor, even according to chomim, this is not mitzarif. These two things are not put together, so you be tor. Omer Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says no. Af b'zeh, even in this case, still is the same machlokes that Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkinus is mitayer v'chachomim mitamim. So Rabbi Meir holds even this type of an oil is also considered as if you're touching the mace. And therefore, you mitzarif the two according to chachamim. It's considered like you're touching two chatzoi zayisim meis. Therefore, you tamei. And the Mishnah explains like this: the klal is like this: ha'kol tamei means that when is a mitzvah for Koran Chachamim, if you touch it, or else if you're under, you're a mile on top of it, or else if there's oil over you. But chutz mimagi mamasa. But even the Koran Rabbi Meir, he agrees that Koran Chachamim, you're not being mitzvah if you're touching a chatzik hazayis and you're carrying a chatzik hazayis. Mago and masa are not mitzvah. And vihamasa im oil. Who are then if you're carrying a mace, a chatzik hazayis, and a chatzik hazayis is oil over you? These two things are not mitzvah. Indeed, according to Rabbi Meir, it's only mitzvah for maga and a tumas oil, but not a maga and a masa, not a masa and an oil. And the klal is there. Klal is the general rule that kol shum mishe mechritam have the same name, tummy, like maga and mago, masa, masa, oil, and oil is zichem mitzvah chati chati, according to Chomin. And our chiddush in the Mishnah is even a maga and an oil is also mitzvah, but mishnei shemas two different names, like a maga and a masa. Or a masa and an oil are the two different names. Torah. Then we're now mitzvah for chatzik hazayis and chatzik hazayis, even according to the Chacham Shita, even according to Rabbi Meir. Mishnah Beis. Molei tarfut rekev shenispaza b'techa bayis. Let's say you had this spoonful made up of two handfuls of the dirt of the mace himself when he rotted away that has a tumas oil on it. So he brought it into the house and the spaza was spread over. And it got mixed up with some dirt of the house itself. So a bias tummy, still the bias is tummy, everything started as tummy, it's still tumas oil. So even though this mali tarva got mixed up with dirt and dirt in the house, but since we know for sure there was a mali tarva of the rekev, so there's a tumas oil. However, Rabbi Shimon mitar, Rabbi Shimon holds no, it's Torah, that's Rabbi Shimon Shita. That any time some other dirt gets mixed up into the molei rekev, this tumas rekev is only with the mace itself, the disintegrated dust, the dust of the mace itself. When other dirt gets mixed in, it becomes tor. Now, revias dam shenibl b'tech habayis, revias a dam that was dissolved inside the house, fell on the floor of the house. So habayis tor, the locher is the bayis is tor. Whoever goes inside the house now after the dam is nivla is tome is tor. Because the dam is not like in the house anymore. It's nivla, it's soaked into the ground. What's going to be nivla? Because let's say the blood gets absorbed in the clothing. So it depends. If when you wash the clothing, it'll come out of Riyaz dam. So it's still considered like it's here. Therefore, tomei, well, whoever's in the house has a tumas oil now. The imlamet, even when you wash off the clothing, the dam will not come out. Then tohira. So then the habayis is tor. Because the klal is called habluah sheni yochol lotzei tor, anything that's absorbed, dissolved in something else, and we don't see it coming out, the ma'aseh remains tahor. The Mishnah Gimel, nishpach ba'avir. Let's say the blood, the revius of the dam of a mate that has tumas oil on it, spilled the avir in the air. So machlokes meforshim whether it spilled inside the house or spilled outside the house, but the halacha is like this. The question is though now, when like it's coming down. Is it called the chibra as if the whole revius is in one place and therefore have a tumas oil or maybe not? So it depends. Let's say the place it was rolling down on was a slanty place. For and now you, the person, you're only over part of the revius adam, not the whole thing. Locher is tor, you remain tor. Because the klal is ketafris, it ain't a chibra, it's not called the chibra, so it's not considered like your oil over the revius of a mace. Revius Adam, therefore you remain tor. That's his klal, that ketafris, is something as slanty, like rolling down, it's not called the chibur, so it's not considered like you're over, you're a mile over Revius Adam. What's going to be though, hoyo ashboirin, let's say it was settled in one place, it was like in a puddle in the ground, or a shakorish, or else the dam became a little bit gelled up, then even though it's slanty, then tomei, then if you're a mile, if you're over a part of it, so there it's called the good chibra, it's considered like you're over revius of dam, you become tummy. What's going to be nishpach al hoy iskupa? Let's say this revius of dam was thrown on top of the iskupa, that's the front stoop of the house. Viketafris, and also the front stoop, the front layer, was also slanty. So beim lefnim, beim vachutz, whether it's slanty inwards or whether it's slanty outside. So now we have bayis mayel alov. And the bias is an oil that the house itself goes over part of the dam, a mixas of this revius of dam. So again, Torah, the bias is Torah, the same svara, that since this top stoop is slanty, so it's dripping down like, it's called Ein Chibur, it's not called a Chibur. And the same thing, Hoyash, Bayrun, let's say though this reveal of Dam was in the puddle, settled in one place, Oish, Shakara, Shrel said, gelled up, so also considered a Chibur. Then Tomei, then since the bias is mile over mixes of it, it's like a smile over Revi'ah Saddam, and everything is Tomei. Now, Kol Sheba Meis Tomei, anything from the mace itself, the body itself is Tomei. Chutz Min Hashinayim, excluding the teeth. If you pull out the teeth of a mace, it has no tumah. And the same thing, V'Haseyor, if you pull off its hair, V'Yatipur, and you cut off its nails, but Uvishat Chiburin, when these things are still attached to the body, then I call Tumas. Then it's all included in the kazayas of a mace, part of the mace, I'll have Tumas mace on it. Mishnah Dalet. Ketzad. Where is the case that Bishas Chiburin, when these things are attached to the mace, it's a call Tumas? Ketzad. Hamace mi bachus. Let's say the mace is outside the house. Usar mi bifnim, just the hair, is inside the house. So a bias is Tumas, the whole bias is Tumas, because since it's mile, since the house is over the hair, which is a mchubal mace, it's considered like it's over the homeis, and therefore becomes tamei. Etzem sheyeshalov kezayis bosi of a bone that has on it the kezayis of a bone, a kezayis of meat on it. Now, hichnis miksosim ifnim. Let's say part of this bone you bring inside the house. V'yabayis ma'alolov, and the house is over this bone, even though it's not over the kezayis bosi sheboy, it's only over the bone. But Tomei, still the house becomes Tomei, we hold Yesh Yad the Tumah, so it's suited like the mace, the Kazayas boss is inside the house, therefore it's Tomei. What's going to be Shnei Tomei? You have two bones, the Alehen, and on these bones, each bone has Kishnei Chatzoy Zaysen Bosser, each bone has a Chatzi Kazayas Bosser on the bone. Nehichnes Miksosim Mifnin, you brought in both parts of the bone, these two bones, part of it went into the house. We are by Ismail Aleim, the house is over them. So Tomei, it's called the Chibur. It's together like Yesh Yad, we hold Lechatzi Kazayis. Sheesh Yad, each bone brings in the Tumas. It's still like the house is being mailed over a Kazayis of a mace, therefore it's Tomei. What's going to be Hoyetchuvim Bideyodim? Let's say a man stuck the bone into a Kazayis of the meat. Not that that's the way it was created, it was born that way. Just later you stuck a bone into the meat. Then Torah, that's not called the Chibur, it's not called the Yad, and the Klal is Shein Chibur Yadim Chibur, what a man attaches is not called the Chibur. And therefore, since the Gezayis of the meat, of the Basar, is not inside the house, just the bone, it's not called the Chibur, it's not Tumah. It's not considered connected, you don't have a Tumah, you would not have a Tumah's oil here. Yeah, Mishnah Hey. Now the Mishnah goes to explain a Zeyo Dam Tfusa. What is considered dam tfusa, dam that comes out, we have before, part of it when the person is still alive, and part of it when he's mace. Then this only has a tumah midrabbanan. Is there a chachomim? So what is considered exactly dam tfusa, that midrabbanan that has a tumah mace on it? If you have a revius, a halug of this dam, in the oil, it's tumah. Halachar is hamace, the places, hamace, shayotsim emenu, shminis, fechayev, or shminis, the moisa, divu Rabbi Kiva. The case is that 1/8 means a half of the revius came out when the person was still alive, and the other half of the revius, 1/8 of the dam of the revius, 1/8 of the lug, came out when it was mice. Therefore, midiraisa v'adiv it's only called the chatzi revius. You'll be torah. But midirabbanan knows exactly that the chatzi came out when it's still alive. It's mistarf with the chatzi came out after meisai, and it's considered like you have a revius of dam of a mace. Tiber Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael and Bishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says, Revius Bechayev or Revius Amoist. It has to be no, a complete Revius of Dam came out when he was alive, but also has to be that a complete Revius of Dam came out Liacha Moisai. And then later, and then Nito Mizel Mizel Revius, and later it got mixed up together, and now you take out a Revius of this Dam. That's what has a Tumim with the Rabbanim. Since Lamai said there was at the beginning here Revius of a Dam of a Mate, even though it got mixed up with the Revius of a Dam of a Chai, so that's the case that has a Tumah Dam Tfusah mid Rabbanim. Rebbe Lozab Rebbe Yudu Aina. Lozab says, Zeh v'zeh kamayim. No, both of them have lacha like mayim means that Torim. Since you do not have a Revius of a Dam HaMate, it's Tor. If so, a Zeh Dam Tfusah, what is considered the real Dam Tfusah, some mid Rabbanim? It's like this, Soluv Shedomai Shoset. Soluv, you have the person, the mace, that was hanging like. and he was hanging on a tree, that Shadomo Shoses, his blood is gushing down. When into top the Riyas Dam, on the bottom we find the Riyas Adam, that's Tomei. Because like for sure the tip of the Dam, when he died, that was mixed with, is mixed up in there. Since it's one steady flow, therefore that Dam has been of Dam. That Dam has a lock of Dam Tfusa, that's what's Tomei. But what's going to be though, Abel HaMei Shadomei Minatit, let's say you have a mace that his blood is just dripping down, drop by drop, and then benim tzatach the vriyas dam, the bottom we find the vriyas dam, that's tohor. Over there we say it's tohor. And the pshat is, since it doesn't come all at one shot, so the first drops that came down were tohor. Then later, even though the drop that the mace go, the person's mace with, that tipa becomes bottle in the other tipas, therefore they'll remain tohor. Rabbi Yehuda says, loy, ki ela hashoy says tohor, V'yamanatif tom, is just the opposite. If the blood is dripping down, then it's tor. If it's gushing down, but if it's dripping, then it's tummy. Because if it's gushing down, then it's svoris. You have to be afraid. Maybe the tipa that his mace was is still hanging on top of the yates. It didn't come down yet, and therefore the Riyas Adam doesn't have the tipa where he died with. Therefore, it's tor. Mashenkin v'manatif, when it drips down, if on the Riyas Adam there, then we don't say the tipa stays on top. Because the short came down, and the Yudos does not hold that dam is mevatel dam, because that's a Yudos shita mimbamin is not batel. Therefore, if I'm a native, if all the dam drips down, then we say for sure that tip is there. Therefore, it's tummy. Mishnah Vov, kizayis min ameis pischoi batefach, means if you have a kizayis min ameis in the bais, so inside the bais is a tumas oil, everything inside is tummy. Now there's a locha though that you're going to have to take this kazayis out somehow. Now let's say there are a few doors to this room. Some of the rabbonim we say everything like even outside the door, but as long as it's underneath the lentil, it also becomes tummy with tumas oil. Unless we know right now for sure which door you plan to take it out from, and then only that door is tummy, not the rest of the doors. That's a locha. That pischa b'tefach. Let's say the pesach, the opening that you plan to take this kazayis out, is a tefach by a tefach wide, so that's called the pesach. So then the locher is that only under. So then the locher is that only under that pesach is a tummy, but the other pesachim in the room are not tummy. Now, what's going to be the hamace? Let's say you don't have the kazayis in the mace, but you have a whole mace in the room. Now again, there are a few doors to take it out with. So now pischer be arbot tefachim. The pesach has to be at least four tefachim by four tefachim. That's called the pesach to take out a whole mace. And therefore, if you have in mind right now, you know clearly which pesach you're going to take it out from, so only that one pesach is tamei and not the rest of them. Now, that's called lahatzol hatum ala psochim. Therefore, it saves the tum under the other psochim. Only under this one door that you plan now to take it out from, only under that door is a tum, and not under the other doors. Avalohitzi hatuma, but to take tum out, the peser tefach. Meaning, let's say you have a whole mace in the room. So, locher is there's tumas oil. The mace goes, the tumah goes all over. If there's any type of an opening, even though it's only a tefach by tefach, the tumah goes through there. Is that what we said before? That it has to be dollar by dollar. There we're talking about where the door really is closed. So, the tumah itself does not go out. It's only, of course, it's seifer lotse. It's eventually you're going to take it out. So, if you don't know which door you're going to take it out, under all the doors is tummy. But if you know which door you're going to take it out with, so only under that door is a tummy. But that's because the door is closed. But here we're talking about we have an open opening. As long as the opening is a tefach by a tefach, the tumah seeks out and goes out through that. That's called avalohitziyat tumah. Take the tumah out of the bayis, then the pesach tefach is enough. Now, godol mikizai, a pesach tefach. Godol mikizai, let's say there's a bigger piece than the kizayis of the mace in the house. Then kemes, it has lach like the whole mace, that the pesach has to be four tefachim by four tefachim. It's not enough to think to take it out through a pesach of only a tefach by a tefach. Rabbi Yossi says, Ha shidra v'agogelis kemes, that the shedra, the backbone of the person, the skull of him, also has lach like a mace shalom. And therefore the pesach has to be at least four tefachim by four tefachim. If the pesach you think to take him out from is less than four by four, then it's not matzil. We still have a suffix, maybe be taken out from one of the other psachim, so then midrabbanan, anything underneath all the psachim of the room, become a tummy. Mishnah Zayin. Tefach, al tefach, al room tefach, merubo, maybe es atumo, v'choises v'vnei atumo. This is called an oil. Like what's called an oil, a tent, something on top of a mace, It has to be, the board has to be at least a tefach by a tefach, high a tefach. As it says, the oil has to be length a tefach, wide a tefach, and the grave or the chaloloi also, the width of it, like the space, let's say it's an opening, has to be a tefach. So that's what it says, a revius, or a square, that's poshet. So now maybe it's a tumah, means if you have tumah sameis, tachas underneath this oil, this is an oil that brings a tumah underneath the whole oil. And what then the chaytzes of neatum? Let's say you have a mace on the bottom and this is on top, so it stops the tumah from shooting upwards. Ketzon, what's the case? Biv shul komor tachas habayis. Let's say you have like a pipe. A biv is like a pipe that goes underneath the house and you use it to throw out the dirty water, like the gutter. Like you throw out the dirty water, the house goes outside. So lachar is yesh by pesach tefach. Let's say there's an opening of a tefach where the water like goes in from the house. When the water goes out outside the house, there's also an opening of a tefach in this pipe. So this pipe, the kids has the whole of it is a tefach wide on both sides. Now, let's say there's a mace or a kezayis and a mace inside the pipe. So locker is habayis tor. The bayis remains tor. Now, the reason why the bayis is tor, that we're talking about now, that the opening that it has from the house that the water goes into is closed right now. So therefore, since the pipe itself is a tefach wide and high, so it's called like an oil. So it stops the mace from shooting up, it does not go into the house. The only question is, which way is the mace going to go out? That's the svara, the water like always goes outside the house, so for sure it's going to end up going through the outside of the house, not to the inside of the house. But if the opening from the inside of the house would have been open, that's the mishnah before, that anytime there's a pesach tefach, the tumah shoots out and goes in there. So again, here we're talking about that the side of the pipe that's inside the house is closed, there's a covering over it, and also the kezayis mason side is not only to go out through that side, but rather it's going to go out through the other side outside the house, and the pipe itself is called like a chaytzeit, it's called a noyel, therefore it stops the mace from shooting up going into the house. Therefore, abayis is tor. What's going to be tumah b'abayis? Let's say the tumah is inside the house, then we say masha b'soichet tor. Whatever's inside the pipe remains tor because that side of the pipe is closed, so also it stops the tumah from coming in. And we don't have to say that the tumah is going to go into the pipe because there are other ways to take the tumah out of the house. Therefore, mashav teich is tor. It says shederach tumah lotzeis v'yein darka li kones. And that's what we just said. It's a derech for this kezayis of the mace to go out of the house through other psochim, through the doors, and not to go into this pipe. That's called the Yerindarka, because it's not a derech to put the mace into this pipe, but it's a derech to go out other ways. What's going to be Yesh Poi Pesach Tefach? Let's say the pipe itself, by the opening from the house into the pipe, is a Tefach, but V'yein B'tziyos Pesach Tefach, the part that where the water goes out of the house, the other end of the pipe is not a wider Tefach. Then it's like this, HaTumah B'tzoyach, the tumah is inside this pipe, HaBayis Tomei, then B'shat HaBayis is Tomei. Because since the opening to the outside is left in a tefach, there's not a derech, the tumah can't go out that way. Therefore, the tumah goes out the other way. So even though it's closed there, well, it considers if that's a derech now for the tumah to go out that way into the house. Therefore, what's inside the house is a bayis tummy. What's going to be tumah of a bayis? Let's say the tumah is inside the house. Then again, mashav teich tor, what's inside the pipe is still tor. For the same source, a derech tumah, let's say it's a derech for the tumah to go out through the doors of the house. But the endakalikon is not a derech for the tumah to go inside the pipe. What's going to be ein boy pesach tefach? Let's say the whole pipe is not wide a tefach, and the opening is not a tefach. The ein b'tziyos pesach tefach. And when you take it out of the house, it's also not a tefach. Like this, tumah b'soichi. If the tumah is inside this pipe, so the pipe is not really called like a mechitza. So habayis tomei. The bayis itself is tomei because it doesn't protect the tumah. The tumah shoots up. Because if the kezayis of the mace is like underneath the house, so this pipe is not called the mechitza. Therefore, it does not stop the tumah. The tumah shoots up. V'yadak lekonis. So therefore, habay is tumay. What's going to be tumah b'bayis? Let's say the tumah is inside the house. Masha b'techa tumay. Then what's inside this pipe is also tumay. Because since it's not a chalal of a tefach, the pipe, it's called at the karka habayis. The loch words, when you have a mace, the tumah shoots down all the way out to toy, and everything underneath the house also becomes tummy. So therefore, since this pipe is not considered like a mechitza, Therefore, the tumah shoots down, and what's underneath the house is also tamei. So therefore, mashab teich is tamei. Now, echad chur shecharu mayim, whether this hole was made because water made the hole, or shrotzim, real shrotzim made a hole, or shechalta malachas. Let's say stam, the rikvoin, the rotting away that comes from the salt that came under the karka, as long as there's a hole there, v'chein mirbech shelavonim, the same thing if you have a row of stones, and in between it there's a hole there, v'chein sava shokur, same thing if you have a row of beams of wood, the same thing if you have a hole there, say with a tefach, by a tefach it's called an oil, and if they may sin, they'll have the same halacha, that's chaytzeit smifnei atumah, it does not the tumah go up, and it'll make it for mechitza. But if the hole is less than a tefach by a tefach, it's not considered like an oil, and therefore the tumah shoots up or shoots down. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Kol oil shein osim b'dayodim ein oil." No, a hole that comes, let's say, in the rock or in the pile of stones, not b'dayodim, meaning like the water caused it to happen, or shrotzim, or the salt caused it to happen, heals. That's not called an oil. That's bottle. It's not called an oil. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees, though, b'ashkifim uvasloyim. He agrees, though, means with big rock. Agree that's called an oil, but the small oil that happens by themselves, that's like butter. You do not consider that to be an oil. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on in the next tape.